Blog Talk Radio.
Don't play with me, amen.
Some of you might as well go ahead and give God a praise. Some of you right there, you might as well go ahead and give God a shout, because ain't nobody mad but the devil. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to keep somebody mad, you might as well go ahead and keep the enemy mad. Is there anybody tonight, amen, regardless of what day it is, anybody tonight say, you know what, I'm blessed and out of favor. I don't have nothing to hold my head down. I don't have nothing, amen, to cry about. I'm going to look towards the hill, which come to my help. I'm going to get ready to walk into the things of God. God done favor me. The blessing of God is on my life. The blessing of the favor of the Lord is upon me. Is there anybody tonight, amen, just go ahead and give God his praise. Some of you, amen, probably ain't praised God in a long time in the midst of your living room. But I just want to tell somebody, amen, baby, you might well go ahead and praise him, because you are too blessed, amen, to be worried about anything else. And guess what? I want to let somebody else know that you are too blessed, amen. You are too blessed. You are too blessed, period. Some of you just need to tell yourself that at the end of the day, I am too blessed, period. And I want to tell somebody, ain't nothing you could do about it. Ain't nothing you could do about it. God made you blessed. He formed you blessed. God said you was blessed. It doesn't matter what everybody else says. It doesn't matter what your situation might try to predict in your life. I want to let somebody know, baby, you are blessed. Sir, you are blessed. Mother, you are blessed. It doesn't matter. You are blessed. And I just need a couple of blessed people, my God Almighty, this evening, tonight, or wherever you are. It doesn't matter. If you are blessed, you might well just go ahead and praise God. I tell you what, go ahead and give me 30 seconds, and let's go ahead and praise God, because at the end of the day, I might got aches in my body, but I'm still blessed. Things might not look like it's working towards my favor, but at the end of the day, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. And I want to tell somebody, I know you are the door, so you might as well go ahead and praise her. I feel like giving God. Hey, you need to go ahead and praise God for some of your family members. Some of you need to go ahead and praise God for some of your church members. I refuse. It ain't no more about 3 or 4 more months left in this year. I refuse to leave anybody behind. You got to get up. You got to pick up your bed. You got to walk. It's no longer you're going to sit by the wayside and allow the enemy keep on jumping you, and I'm going to sit back and watch. The devil is a liar. I need some folks to come off the sideline. Get in the game. We ain't caring about what the referee said. You ain't kicking us out of this game, because at the end of the day, we are a family, and we shall stand together. Somebody go ahead and pray. Come down. That you're going to recognize how blessed you are. I declare and decree that when you begin to walk, when you begin to sit up, when you begin to just take a shower, you're going to realize the feeling of blessing is just going to rain on you. The feeling of healing is just going to overtake you. I declare and decree that every environment that is not like God, it is destroyed. Somebody need to go ahead and... Some of us been looking at our situation too long. Some of us is too busy caring about what other folks thinking about us, what other folks got to say about us. Baby, have you haven't learned yet that it is you got to walk your life for yourself. Have you haven't learned yet? It is you got to face your own bills. It is you got to face your own opposition. Have you haven't learned yet? It's you, amen, got to walk through your own fiery trials. It's you that have to pick up your own cross. Have you have not learned yet? If it have not been for the Lord on your side, I know you had neighbors in your corner. I know you had friends in your corner. I know it was so family member was cheering you on, but it wasn't nothing like the Lord on my side. Somebody need to say, I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to give God a glory, and I'm telling you, let's go to give him the praise because he is worthy to be praised. And I just want to uplift somebody this tonight, because at the end of the day, I want to tell you, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. And I want to speak to somebody naturally and spiritually. You shall live and not die. I wish somebody go ahead and tweet that back at me, that you shall live and not die. Somebody need to prophesy that in the midst of their atmosphere, that I shall live and not die. Tell yourself that I shall live and not die. And not everything is physically. Some things, it could be your joy, amen. Some things, it could be your peace. Some things, it could be your money, just acting funny. Some things, y'all about to hear me up. Come on, somebody, talk back to me tonight. Talk back to me tonight. You shall live. Peace, you shall live. You shall not die. Joy, you shall live and you shall not die. Blessing, you shall live and shall not die. Healing, you shall live and you shall not die. I wish I had a couple of you, my God Almighty, will help me, my God, give God some praise and just bless his name, because at the end of the day, praises is what I do. My God Almighty, is there anybody that say, you know what, Lord, the praises is what I do. I just want to bless the Lord. You all, I'm just so excited. My God, regardless of what it looks like, I'm excited what God is doing. And listen, it just fell upon me today. I want to pray for some of you all tonight. Amen. You'll have a chance to go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and I'm going to pray for some of you all tonight as the Lord begins to lead us tonight, because I truly believe many of you still need pushing. We're going to keep pushing each other, because you're going to finish this year strong. You're going to finish this year as a warrior. You're going to finish this year as a soldier. You're going to finish this year, amen, not regretting where you don't came from. You're going to finish this year not regretting the different things and the different decisions that you done made. I declare and decree tonight that you're going to begin to finish. The devil is a liar. He done took his best shot at many of you last week. Some of you, you done got dazed. Some of you, you got a little dizzy. Some of you, you went to bobbing and weaving. But at the end of the day, we come tonight to hold you up. We come tonight to swing with you. We come tonight, amen, to raise war on the enemy on your behalf, because you shall not die, but you shall live, and you're going to continue to declare the works of the Lord. It will not work. Somebody need to hit the back, God. Hit me up, my God, and say, it will not work. Amen. We just want to bless his name and say it will not work. Listen, as I get ready to get into the things of God, because I feel the apostolic is still just heavy, even the residue from Sunday. Amen. I just give God the glory and we give him the praise. Amen. And listen, before we go, listen, we're going to end this year strong. Amen. Listen, me and my colleagues, the friends and fellowship, our colleagues, amen, we having a huge end of the year conference. Amen. It's going to be located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, up there in Stone Mountain. I want to put this out right now, because many of you, we asking many of you, amen, if you can, we're going to be in a hotel. We're going to have about a 2 or 3 night conference. And yes, we're going to be staying there. So I'm telling you, many of you need to go ahead and get ready. Get with Apostle. I want to book my room. Apostle's going to be staying there, because at the end of the day, I don't know how God's going to be using me throughout them days, but we're going to go and quantum leap into dimensions, my God Almighty, that New Year's. New Year Eve, New Year's. Block out your schedule. Please, many of you, I want you to get with me. Get you a hotel room because you ain't going to want to go home. You ain't going to be able to drive home each night. Each night going to be a blessing. I don't know. We probably having some 12 and 1 a.m. prayer intercession set in because you best believe we're going to go in and we're going to, I'm talking about, we're going to go deep into this thing and God's going to truly going to bless. And I want you all to be a part. Please get with me. We're taking rooms. They're taking orders now. I'm telling you, men first mate, I already threw out again because I refused to try to drive back home after the Lord because I said, God, I don't care if I can't see or whatever. For them all two or three nights, I want you to use every ounce of me and not only me, the team that's going to be working as well. Listen, it's going to be a blessing. I'm telling you, I want you to be there and I want you to be there. Be there live and uncut. The rooms is only 109. They just only 109. And that's a good getaway for you and your companion, you and your family. Go ahead and jumpstart the next year. Amen. God is good and his mercy endures forever. Families and friends, I'm telling you, it's a blessing. And I know, my God, my ADM family, many of you, all of you pretty much is on the line tonight. But I just want us to keep each other in prayer. I want to keep each other lifted up and each other encouraged. Even though I know the power of God moved heavily on Sunday. It really did move heavily on Sunday. But guess what? All of us wasn't there. So we're here to win together. I know that God has blessed many of you. Many of you begin to receive your breakthrough. It was awesome, amen? But we still want each and every brother and sister that is connected because we are not leaving no individuals behind. We are not going to walk in selfishness, but I want you blessed. I want you blessed. I want you blessed. And all I can do is reach out to you and just make sure, hey, I need you up in the house. I need you in the midst, amen, for you can continue to walk into your blessing. The devil is a liar. He is not going to win this fight here because the blessing of the Lord is upon who? It is upon us, amen. Listen, I just feel like praying for somebody right now. Somebody go ahead and press 1. My God Almighty, I'm going to be praying in and out of the segment as the Spirit of the Lord begins to fall on me. Amen. I want to pray strength for many of you. I want to encourage many of you. I want to pray for you. Listen, I want you all, whoever pressed 1, I want you to keep that 1 up throughout the service. And as the Spirit of the Lord leads me to go in prayer, I'm going to call out your four digits of your phone number, and I'm going to intercede for you, amen? I want to pray for you because at the end of the day, I refuse, amen, to finish strong by myself. I want my brothers and sisters in the midst, and I truly believe that the Spirit of the Lord is calling your name, and we are not crossing that line individually. We are crossing the finish line together. Somebody shout that, text that to pastor, that we will cross, we will finish together. Y'all hear me? We will finish when? Together. We will finish together, and I declare and decree that in the name of Jesus. Amen. We just give him the glory. Listen, I want to go and pray for somebody. Last 4 digits, 8-7-8-7-8-7-40. Amen. God bless you. You are on.
Thank you, Pastor. It's Dorothy. You know I need all the prayers that I can get. And thank you so much.
You are already on your way, daughter, you are already on your way. And I want you to keep running with your family and don't look back. Don't look back. And I could continue to pray strength in the name of Jesus. And I continue to pray strength not only for you, but also for your family. And also I plead the blood of Jesus, my God, around each and every one of them, even your daughter, the oldest one, as well, as the hand of the Lord is also upon her and also upon your family. Amen. You're going to look back. You all going to look back as a family at these days that you all are overcome. And you're going to say to each other, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be here today as a family. And now I speak strength unto you because now your spirit has been awakened. Your eyes have been opened and you don't come out of your sleep. And we continue to push you and push your family and push your husband and push your children, amen, in Jesus' name. It shall be done that is already established, amen, in Jesus' name. We bless God for her, and we bless God for their family. ADM family, I just thank God for you all as well that join in forces, amen, that being a blessing to family. I always tell you all, you don't know what people going through. We just led by the Spirit of God. We just a ministry that God will, the Holy Ghost will get all up into your stuff. Amen. You'll square up and down. That pastor done had some cameras all in your house, all in your car. But the Holy Ghost is just that accurate and that real. That's something that you need to embrace, something you just need to thank God for, that God done got people on this earth that is not going to play with my life. Amen. That is a blessing. Thanks to God, I just feel like, let me continue to pray. I want to pray for somebody else. Last four digits, 3145. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor. I'm asking prayer that my family and I grow strong within the Lord and that we will be able to see, receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Ma'am, I don't know who you are, but as you begin to speak, I'm standing in agreement because you already prayed that prayer, and God done honor your prayer. And as he don't honor it, I will not come behind and try to authenticate or try to push something that has already been released and God already honor. But I will stand behind it, and I will stand for it. And listen here, Mother, my God Almighty, listen here. It's money that God's going to get ready to release unto you. It's money that is owed unto you. Before you even started praying, I begin to see finances or somebody walking up to you paying off a debt or holding you something that you've been waiting on. I'm telling you right now, the prayers of the righteous avail much. And the Spirit of the Lord says, you keep doing what you're doing because you are the one keeping the glue to the family, and you keeping a covering, my God, for each and every one of them. He said, through your prayers, even many, I hear, grandchildren was saved and was covered. No harm came to them. God says he wants you to hide. I feel the Holy Ghost. And God says, I want you to understand, and I want you to know that you are needed in the kingdom of God. You are an intercessor. And he says, as you begin to pray and as you begin to intercede, the heavens begin to shake. He said, let her know that I hear her cries. I hear her prayers. I hear when she begins to wail. And God says, one thing, you're going to go into a season that blessings, don't you turn down nothing, daughter. Don't turn down nothing, because God says, you, even though you pray for everybody else, you don't even complain or say anything about yourself. He said, you don't even talk about yourself because you're trying to pray for everybody else. God says, you coming into your time and your season that you're going to walk into the blessing that he has for you. You might as well go ahead and praise him, brother, because you're coming into a season of rest. Hallelujah. Go ahead and thank him. My God, I feel the prophetic on me tonight. I speak script, I declare and decree it. My God, I pray that a whirlwind, a spiritual whirlwind, will overtake and engulf you all as the body of Christ, that God's going to continue to set you up on fire, stir your spirits up in the name of Jesus. I feel like praying for somebody else. God bless you. 0904, God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you. If your phone on mute, you can go ahead and take it off. 0904, God bless you. Amen. We'll come back. God bless you. 7797.
Hey, Pastor, this is Sister Nicole, and I just need prayer for my family. Seems like I can't get ahead.
Yes, you can. You got the fight. You are in a place to where you're going to have to push, and you're going to have to fight. And I just give you strength and keep the push and the press in your back, so you can keep fighting. You can keep pushing. God said you just in a season for where you can learn how to trust him and keep walking. Trust him and keep walking. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says you are in a season to where you just trust him and keep walking. And when you go through a season of trusting God, God will allow everything come your way. He'll allow different things. Every time you look to the left, here comes something. To the right, here comes something in front of you. Here comes something. When you think you're over this here, here it comes through your back door. And this is the season where God says, I need you to trust me and you keep fighting. Trust me and you keep pushing. Trust me and you keep holding on. Because one thing what the enemy tries to do, he tried to gap your faith. He tried to stagnate your belief. But I come in the name of Jesus, release an anointing over you to break it in the name of Jesus. I even speak to your home atmosphere that everything that is not of God that been spoken, that my God, I speak against confusion in your family. I speak against, my God Almighty, bitterness and thought and off and altercation in the name of Jesus. My God, we speak against it in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, daughter, keep fighting, push, pray, fight, trust, push, pray, fight, and trust. And God, you will see that the Spirit of the Lord going to see you through. Hallelujah. My God, I just want to take a few minutes and just say, God, I thank you and I bless your holy name. Amen. Somebody just need to just thank him tonight and worship him. I speak an anointing that will rest on every listener that is listening tonight, that it's an anointing that you will cause you to go into a place with God. It will cause you to go into meditation. It will cause you to be restored. It will cause you to be, my God, revived in the name of Jesus. We release it now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. 3923.
Hey, Pastor. This is Sister Felicia. I just want to pray
God bless
Scrim.
You. God bless you. You praying for Scrim. God said you already have it. I can't pray. I'm not going to. You already have it. He says, tell her, just keep going. See, I want everyone to understand this. Scrim, when we say scrim, it's not something that you really going to feel. Scrim in the spiritual realm is not something that it begin to show forth like it's natural that you become strong to pick up something. Strength in the spiritual realm means, my God, even though I didn't feel like getting up and walk, but I thank God he gave me enough strength to get up to make another step. Y'all hear me? I feel it. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to speak to somebody tonight and tell them strength in the name of Jesus. Strength in the spiritual realm, and many of you need strength right now, but many of you already have strength. Amen. What you are missing in the midst of you going through, you are missing the joy. Y'all hear me? Many of you got the strength, but you don't have the joy. And you're allowing your situation or what you're going through to take away your joy. But your strength is still there. How do you know that, Pastor? Because your strength spiritually and your strength naturally are two different strengths. Even though you probably feel weak naturally, but that doesn't mean you are weak spiritually. Now hear me. Because you might feel weak in your body, but in your spirit or in your mind, you just given God the praise. I thank you, Father. I give you glory. This too shall, y'all hear me, it shall do what? It shall pass, amen? So many of you have the strength, but you need the joy. Watch this. The scripture declares the joy of the Lord. I had a pause right there. I thought I was in church just for a minute and let y'all finish that for me. The scripture declares, watch this, the joy of the Lord is my what? My strength. So when we say strength, you need some more joy. When we say strength, You need to stop worrying about different things and just go ahead and say, God, you're going to see me through. My God, I might. Many of you need joy. I pray tonight, if not everyone that is on this line, don't you allow your situation to stress you out. Don't you allow your circumstances to beat you down. I speak the joy of the Lord. I speak the peace of God that comes upon you in the name of Jesus, because you just need the joy. Many of you, you just need to laugh a little bit. You need to just love a little bit. Many of you, you just need to trip out a little bit. Sometimes you have to get away from out of your atmosphere and go and create another atmosphere so you can get away from that. Pastor do that all the time. I do that to create me an atmosphere outside of the atmosphere where I do all my fighting at, where I do all my warfare at, where I do all my thinking at. I get out of that atmosphere. And I create another atmosphere to where this atmosphere is joyful. It's peace. This is where I got a sense of humor. This is where I can laugh a little bit. I can have fun a little bit. Many of you, you're too busy engaged. And this is one of the strategies of the enemy, because once he realizes you know you're in a fight, and once he understands you know you're in a fight, he want to keep your attention on the fight. And watch this. Long as you keep fighting, you cannot be what? Restored. Long as you still stay in the fight, you cannot be revived. Because why? You're too busy in the fight. Everything that you get in you, it comes out of you. And so many of you, and there's so many of Christians today that they can get prayed for today, and 5 minutes later, that prayer don't left out of them, because they never come out of the fight. They never come out of the situation. They never come out of the circumstances. They'll never come out of their environment. Y'all hear me? Some of you need to step out of the environment of infirmity and move into an environment like, God, I'm giving it to you. I don't care what happens, whatever happens, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to thank God that you gave. I'm thanking you that you gave me a family. I'm thanking you that you gave me a roof over my head. I thank you for what you done did for me. Y'all hear me? My God, is there anybody there tonight? Is there anybody there tonight? Some of you is still engaging, and God said, I'm trying to force you. He's trying to make you lay down in green pastures. Some of you, he's trying to make you lay down. Some of you, he's trying to make you rest, and you're still in a fight. Some things you need to say, boo, go ahead on. Boo, I'm not worrying about that. Boo, I tell you what, boo, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tell me what else they're going to give you something new. What else they're going to give you? So we cannot allow the fight to overtake us, but we have to overtake the fight. Because if the fight overtake us, we're going to constantly get beat down. We're going to constantly be burdened down. We're going to constantly be heavy. We're going to constantly need breakthrough after breakthrough. So we need to be the one to overtake the fight, and don't let the fight overtake us. And the way we do it, we have to fight with wisdom. Y'all hear me? We have to fight with wisdom. You have to know, I'm finna fight throughout this day. After this day, I'm going home and get me some rest. I'm going home and laugh a little bit. I'm finna go home and thank God that it have not been for you on my side. I want to remind somebody tonight, you need to shout about, you need to laugh about the little victories that you have in your life. Even though the big victories have not manifest yet, but you keep fighting and winning the little bit of victories, the big victory is going to automatically come. I want to tell somebody, keep fighting and keep winning the little victories. Y'all about to hear me tonight. You probably didn't feel like getting up today, but guess what? You won that victory because you got up. You probably feel like you ain't have no stamina today, but guess what? You won that victory because why? you make sure you got a little stamina. Every victory is not going to feel good. Every victory is not going to feel like you won a prize. Every victory is not going to feel like God going to bless you for the victory. Every victory doesn't feel like you need to shout. Every victory doesn't feel like you're ready to go and worship. Every victory doesn't feel like you're ready to go in prayer. I wish I could talk to some real folks tonight. Is y'all real? Well, my God, y'all real tonight? I need somebody to have some victories today, but they still feel like they ain't feel like praying today. I need somebody to have some victory today, but they still feel like they ain't felt like shouting today. Y'all hear me? I need somebody to have some victories today, and they still feel like that their life is not blessed. I need to talk to somebody tonight. Amen. My God, because not every victory comes with a reward. I had to mess y'all up right there. Not every victory comes with a reward that we think we should get. Amen. Many of you, your victory is there to supply you strength. And we got to praise God regardless if we feel it or don't feel it. Y'all hear me? Some of us, we waiting on a feeling, and the feeling says, I'm waiting on you to get in me. Oh, Jesus. When you don't come into another place in God, my God, no longer God say, I'm finna jump in you and get the feeling. God trying to tell you, I need you to jump in me and you'll get the feeling. My God almighty. My God, is anybody hear me tonight? Anybody hear me tonight? So we got to do it. Keep moving. You can't stop moving. You can't. I can tell that's what you did 5 minutes ago. You better get yourself up and brush yourself up and keep moving. I can tell that's what happened 2 days ago. Get yourself up and brush yourself up and keep moving. I don't even entertain negative stuff no more. I don't even entertain folks that's like, oh, that person got a lot of junk going on. That person got a lot of mess going on. Well, you do too. So guess what? We all need to brush ourselves off, get ourselves up, and what? Keep moving. Y'all hear me? Somebody say keep moving. Just keep moving. Yeah, 3 minutes ago. 3 minutes ago, you probably ready to jump on somebody. Yeah, that's 3 minutes ago. Forget those things which are behind, and you start pressing towards the mark of the high calling. I'm here to tell ADM tonight. You better get yourself up, brush yourself off, and you keep moving. Don't you sit there and die. Don't you sit there and let the enemy overtake you. Don't you sit there, amen, and let your blessings wither away. Don't you sit there. My God, I speak to this family tonight that the joy of the Lord is going to come into you. I speak to this family tonight, every move that you make, you still going to celebrate God. You ain't caring if it's a right move or wrong move. All you doing is giving God the victory. I speak to this family tonight that you're going to begin to walk with wisdom. You're going to know when to fight and know when to rest. You're going to know when to fight and know when to have joy. You're going to know when to fight and know when to be restored. You're going to know when to fight and know when to be revived. I speak to this family tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Many of you, you need your joy back. You need joy in the home. The money spirits love a misery place. This is where, my God almighty, scripture comes in at. The Spirit of God doesn't dwell in unclean place. Meaning people begin to extract this word of God, begin to extract this text as if smoking and drinking. Somebody doing something wrong. No, baby, I'm going to help you extract this the proper way, theology way. And the theology way, my God, that unclean place is your negative comments. The unclean place is your pity or your environment that is not even as exclusive to have a praise in. The unclean place is depression. Y'all better hear me tonight. Your unclean place feeling like you defeated. Your unclean place, my God almighty, feeling like you don't have no life. You don't have no more life in you. You're ready to just go ahead and give up. I don't believe no more. I don't want to walk no more. I don't want to do anything. That's your unclean place. And long as the enemy can keep you in that unclean place, long as the enemy can keep you into a place that you don't need to live no more, you don't have nothing to live no more. All you need, got somebody, the Holy Ghost, slap me on my neck. I don't know who said this, but whoever said this and say I might as well leave here, they'd be better off without me because I feel like I'm being a burden to people. Baby, the devil's a liar. I rebuke that spirit. Let me slow it down because I don't know. The Holy Ghost hit me in the back of my neck. I don't know who said this. Say, God, you might as well take me out of here because all I feel like I'm being a burden to people. All I feel like I'm being a burden. I can't do stuff for myself no more. I can't do this for myself no more. And I feel like I'm being a burden. Baby, you better listen. When you start having them thoughts, you just about there to your miracle. You just about there to your breakthrough. And the enemy is trying to create an environment that is unclean where God cannot bless you through because he refused to pour new wine and old wineskin. He refused to bless you into an unclean, pour something pure into something unclean. Y'all better hear me tonight. We have to clean up our environments. Some of you need to clean up your house. Some of you need to clean up your house. My God Almighty. I remember that brother, our brother Elder Lette, I remember that when he was saying, listen, my God Almighty, your house is in a mess. You in a mess. Something like that. You need to go ahead and clean up your house. Some of you need to go ahead and clean up your environment. You need to go ahead and speak to that depression thing and say, no, I'm not going to be depressed no more. For God, for I live, and for God, I die. I might got to get carried this season, but next season, I'm already prophesizing that I'm going to walk. Next season, I'm already prophesizing that I'm finna get ready to run. I want somebody, you need to go ahead and speak to that enemy. Say, no, I'm not finna walk around here unhappy no more. I'm not finna walk around here frowned up and mad no more. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. My God Almighty, I thank God that I'm blessed right now because people over there in Ukraine right now, God bless them so. They can't even go back to their everyday living no more. They had to uproot their whole life. Their life is getting bombed. The loved ones is getting bombed, getting shot up and getting blowed up. And God is protecting us. God is shielding us. God is keeping you out there. Any of us feel some type of way because we going through something. Y'all about to hear me. Baby, you got a roof over your head. You able to walk out your door and go to work. Y'all about to hear me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves how blessed we are. Sometimes we can forget how blessed we are. Sometimes we can forget that. Sometimes we can forget. Guess what? Your body might be rocking with pain, but you still in your right mind. You might as well give God some praise. You still in your right mind. That means if you're in your right mind, that means you still have a fighting chance to win. And that's all God needs, a little bit. Your faith needs to be as small as a mustard seed. Is anybody tonight? I need to speak to somebody tonight. Say, I'm finna get my strength back. I'm getting back in the gym. I'm getting back in the weight room. I'm getting back in the prayer room. I'm getting back in the worship room. I'm getting back in the drawer room. I'm getting back in the peace room. I'm not going to sit here no more. I'm not going to complain no more. I'm not going to let this enemy keep beating me up in my mind. No, I'm going to live and not die. Anybody tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody tonight? I'm fighting for my family. I can care less what anybody got to say. I'm fighting for my family. I could care less. My God Almighty, is anybody tonight and said, I had enough. I'm not going to sit here no more. I'm going to keep pressing. I had enough. No. My environment, no. Matter of fact, let me get some fresh flowers up in here because the ones in here looking dead now. No, the devil is a liar. Let me reposition my mattress. Let me change my furniture around because sometimes y'all already know this strategy. Some of you, the enemy is on your trail because some of you, you still got the same habit. Some of you, you need to change some things around. Change your furniture around. Change the house around. Put your whatnot somewhere else. Sleep on the other side of your bed. Let the enemy know you try to swing at me now. I'm not going to be in the same place because I done been removed. Hallelujah. I got to get out of here, y'all. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. But every time I try to go somewhere else, they keep interrupting. Hallelujah. Some of you, you're allowing your marketplace, your workplace to beat you down. You're allowing the different things and the different spirits that goes in your workplace. Then the things that you go through keep beating you down. Come on now. If you're going to be a warrior, you stand up to it. If you're going to be, you're going to walk in success, you're going to come out of poverty, you're going to walk in success, baby, you better stand up to it. You better stand up to the enemy in the marketplace. You better stand up to an enemy that is trying to overtake you in your life. You better stand up to everything that is trying to zap your peace, trying to zap your joy, trying to zap your lifeline. You better stand up to it and say, no, sir, not today, not no more. I can care less. I'm going to keep on moving. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody need to say, I need to keep on moving. I need to keep on moving. Many of you have strength. Many of you have strength. Strength on being weak don't have nothing to do with you are tired. No, no, no. Even the Bible says, even God said, I will give you rest. Weak don't have nothing to do with I give you tired. Amen. Weak don't have nothing to do with this first dimension. This is the first dimension of weakness. First dimension of weakness is dealing with this natural earth. That's this weakness dealing with your alcohol and drugs and different things like this. I don't backslid. No. Some of you don't forgot about your third dimension weakness. Third dimension's weakness is spending time with God. I don't spend time with him no more. Why I don't got weak? I'm not interceding no more. Why I don't got weak? I'm not speaking life in my life no more. Why I don't got weak? I'm not walking by faith and not by sight. Why I don't got weak? I got weak with the burdens of less. My finances is not where it needs to be. Trying to move into a better environment. Trying to move into a better place. My God, I got weak, my God of mine, because I'm sick and tired, my God, not having. And I'm still praying and I'm still hoping and believing God. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I feel the prophetic all over me. I don't got weak, my God of mine. My God, I got weak and my eyes done came up for God because I'm more concerned about my situation that I'm going through in life and not concerned about where God is taking me. Some of you, your situation you're going through right now is just a preparation for where God is taking you. Hallelujah. Some of you, we need to think about the third dimension weakness. Intercession, third dimension weakness, speaking life. My God Almighty, come on somebody. I restore you in the name of Jesus. I restore you on the third dimension. I restore, my God Almighty, the area that was within you all that was weak. Weak, my God, spending time with God. Weak interceding with God. Weak in trusting and believing God. Weak that God could do exceedingly above all. You done got weakened. The devil is a liar. But guess what? I thank God that many of you could shout tonight that I may was weakened, but I thank God for covering me. I'm not overtaken. You're not overtaken. Hallelujah. You can get your strength back. Get it back tonight. Get it back as you're going on your job, speaking to yourself, going into worship, declaring that I'm healed. Some of you need to just walk around your house. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. My house is healed. Speak healing into your house to let the spirit of healing just rest in your sanctuary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all, I got to get out of here. My God Almighty. My God, I speak strength to you tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm trying to go. But God said, keep going, son. Many of them getting a break. You can't hear them, but you can't see them. But again, they break through. My God Almighty. Some of you done got weakened. You don't let problems weaken you. You don't allow, my God, people lies and backstabbing. They don't weaken you. My God, how they weaken me, Pastor? Baby, they don't weaken you so much till you right now you're having mind battles of stuff that don't happen 5 years ago. You're having mind battles of stuff that don't happen 3 years ago with somebody else. You still having bitterness in your heart, my God Almighty, something that don't happen 10 years ago. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. Why? The enemy don't weaken you. He don't weaken you. But I tell you, my God Almighty, tonight, that no longer I shall be weakened. I thank God for respiration. I shall speak life in my life. I shall speak life in my home. I shall speak life in my mind. I shall speak life. Hallelujah. Is there anybody tonight will speak victory? Victory in your life. Victory in your home. You shall not, and you will not be weakened no more. Weakened in your life. Letting lack of finances to beat you down. letting relationship dramas beat you down. Letting, my God Almighty, communication, my God, conflict beat you down. Letting work beat you down mentally and spiritually. Baby, he was working on you. The enemy was weakening you spiritually. Because why? Some of you were so spiritually strong. The enemy said, if I have a chance with sister who or brother over there, I have to weaken them spiritually. I have to dismantle their prayer life. I have to dismantle their praise. I have to dismantle their worship. And I need to get them focused on something else to where they forget. I feel the Holy Ghost. Boy, I hear the enemy. I hear these demons screaming tonight. Boy, they screaming. We are covering every hidden place. My God, the enemy said, I had to weaken you. I had to get you focused. I had to get you focused on your job. I had to get you focused in work. I had to turn your focus, my God, on mine, around into the relationship. I had to cause all kinds of drama, and that weakened you. It stopped many of you from praying. It stopped many of you from believing. Why? Because many of you, you jumped into the fight trying to fix things. You jumped into a situation trying to straighten things out. You jumped in a situation trying to work things out. You tried to do it yourself. And the enemy said, that's what I was doing. I was weakening you. Because if I can dismantle you spiritually, I can overtake you naturally. But the devil is a liar. Somebody say the devil is a liar tonight. He is a liar. He used your jobs. He used everything. The translation. And I put on the whole armor of God. And it tells you we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but princes and paladins and evil workers and everything. And the word evil in the Hebrew, it represents busy. The word evil in that Hebrew, it represents evil. Evil. Sometimes you can be so busy. That be that evil, dirty spirit. To where we begin to set aside our time with God. We set aside. And next thing you know, here come an issue. Here come a trial. We don't have enough strength to fight. We ready to take it another way. But I strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Don't play with your spiritual life no more. Don't allow things to get ahead of you anymore. Understand this, my God Almighty. God open up doors. He give you increases, baby. You can't do it by yourself. Because if we can't do it by ourselves, we already did it by now. But God can. Hallelujah. Somebody just right there, praise God. Just give him glory. I don't know if I'm going to pray for my God Almighty. Just go ahead and give God the glory and give God the praise. I feel the Holy Ghost. You shall not be wicked no more. I pray in the night that every chain that the enemy tried to put over your life, everything that he tried to bind you up tonight, I pray tonight that the chains of your life has been broken. Chains of depression. Chains of stress. Chain of variation. Chain, my God Almighty, that trying to figure it out. The last one that I'm going to pray for tonight, and I'm going to get out of here, you all. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was speaking to me tonight, today. The Holy Ghost said, son, I need to heal people that is dealing with hurt or falsified love. Now, I want y'all to hear this because I'm not going where you probably think I'm going. And we all done experienced this, and many of us is dealing with it, and we don't even know we're dealing with it. This is the love to where many of you look like you don't fall. Things are happening in your life. People don't came in your life and said this and said that. And next thing you know, tragedy happened. You went through something. It looks like you don't fall. And these the people that took you back and embraced you. They loved it you because they seen your failures. They loved it you because they feel as though they was right. They was right about you. They loved it you and I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. They loved it you because they say, look, I told you so. You made a mistake, and they embrace you, and they embrace that. But the moment, y'all about to hear me tonight, the moment that you recognize that it wasn't something right about them, that's the moment you seen that love wasn't really love. It turned on you. It turned on you. and you thought that it was for you, but they embraced it because they felt like, my God, I was right. You was wrong. Come back and let me embrace you. Then next thing you know, God revealed it to you who was the really the hurt one, who was the really the one that hurt you. And now conflict happened, and now you hurt, and now you scarred, now you wounded, because you thought that individual was there for you. They was there to embrace you. They was there to love you, but they was just only there just to say, I told you you was wrong. Just to say, I told you so, and you thought it was true and authentic love. But you came to find out because they don't win to spread your business to somebody else. They went and talked about you through somebody else. They went and said all kinds of stuff to somebody else about you. Now you done been scarred because when you went back there and you apologized and you said I was sorry and you thought they don't embrace you, you thought they don't embrace my God Almighty that and felt your sorriness and felt that you was wrong, but you find out that it was making mockery on you. Now you're scarred. Now you're hurt. You don't want nothing to do with people. You don't want to talk to folks no more. You don't want to have anything to fool with them because they don't scar you after you don't pour it out and you share, I made a mistake. You was right. I was wrong. And they don't took your kindness and just slapped it, and here come the enemy again, took your kindness for what? For weakness. Hallelujah. But tonight I declare and decree that you are healed. Tonight I declare that it be broken. Tonight you will not have those strongholds over your heart no more. You won't have no wounds over your heart no more. So it got you into a place where you're confused. You don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to think. You don't know if I should go back here or go back there. I go here, I go here. I'm here to tell somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. But God says, slow down. Be still. And know that I am God. But you get yourself back up into another situation. Some of you need to slow down and be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. I command that chains be broken over your mind. Chains be broken over your spirit. Chains be broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I just thank God tonight. I give him glory. And we give God the bless. We just bless his holy name. And we just give him the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all, listen. Pastor Vinny, get ready to go. I feel it tonight. I feel it. Listen, I'm going to go tonight. The prophetic was just strong. And I'm telling you all, some of you already have strength. You just need your joy back. Some of you need to clean up your house. Some of you need to go room by room. All that negativity, all that sorrowfulness, and all that venting that you don't put all over and spread it all in your house. You need to go and clean it back up, clean it up, and speak life in your house. Speak life in your room. Speak life in your bedroom. Speak life on your job. Speak life to your mind. Speak life to yourself in the name of Jesus. Get up and speak life. Hallelujah. Listen, man, I'm so geared up. I'm going to be geared up tonight to the end of this year. Hallelujah. And I just want to bless God for many of you, and we just want to thank God that he is able, he is worthy, and he have not left us, nor he have not forsake us. You all need to keep going. Don't let nobody stop you. Get up. Stop allowing yourself to stop you. Stop allowing the enemy having you so busy to where you can't even stop and give God the praise. You can't stop, reflect on the goodness that God already did in your life. You can't stop and just say, God, I thank you for life. I thank you for strength. Amen. Stop allowing the enemy keep you going. Hallelujah. But somebody need to say it's not going to work. Listen, if it ain't nobody else need to be prayer, pastor's going to get up out of here. I thank God for you all tonight. And we just bless his holy name. And I'm telling you right now, keep going. God bless you all. Amen. God bless you all. Listen, ADM family, keep your phones on your hand. I don't know throughout this week. The Holy Ghost is going to fall upon me. If it fall upon me and say, hey, we need you to go on, I'm coming on. We're going to pray. We're going to intercede. We're going to say, thus says God, because why? We're going to keep swinging. We're all going to finish, cross that line together. And if some of us hit that finish line, we're going to go back and grab the other one, but we could go all of us cross the finish line together. ADM family, call you somebody. Check up on them. Let's say about them. Let's keep them going. Tell them they shall live and not die, and declare the work of the Lord. God bless you all tonight.
That will change.